MQHZ urges President Hichilema to act swiftly on resident doctors' withdrawal. Civic leader commends government for cash for work extension. And Burundi's ruling party seeks to tighten grip on power. Good afternoon. With the main news at 13 hours, I am Christabel Kamono. The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to take immediate action to resolve the recent decision by resident doctors to withdraw their voluntary medical services from public health facilities. MQHZ Director General Quincy Mwabo says the development poses a significant threat to the quality of healthcare services in Zambia, particularly for the most vulnerable populations. In a statement to RCV News on Lusaka today, Dr. Mwabo called on President Hichilema to intervene by directing the Ministry of Health to prioritize the welfare of healthcare workers and the patients they serve. We fear that the withdrawal of resident doctors will strain our already overburdened health system, leading to reduced access to essential healthcare services, increased morbidity and mortality rates, said Dr. Mwabo. He further said this will have far-reaching consequences for the health and well-being of the Zambian people.
As an organization with the mandate to ensure quality healthcare provision in hospitals and clinics, we are requesting that His Excellency President Mr. Hakainde Hichilema intervene in this matter and direct the Ministry of Health to prioritize the welfare of healthcare workers and the patients they serve. We urge the President to take immediate action to resolve this crisis and ensure that our healthcare system continues to provide essential services to those who need them most.
The Association of Vendors, Traders and Marketeers of Zambia has welcomed government's pronouncement to return street vending. Yesterday, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialobalo, announced that no one should harass street vendors and that they should be allowed to trade freely for as long they keep their surroundings clean. Speaking in an interview with RCV News and Lusaka Today, Association President Frederick Tembo welcomed the announcement, describing it as a long overdue relief for many small-scale traders who rely on street vending for their livelihoods. The association will work closely with traders to ensure their surroundings remain clean at all times so as not to compromise this new directive, said Mr. Tembo. He has noted that since the initial ban on street vending, many small businesses had collapsed, leaving families struggling to make ends meet. Mr. Tembo has also urged local authorities to refrain from harassing vendors, warning that such actions will undermine the positive impact of the policy shift.
We have picked it. What we are going to follow. We are going to follow suit. We are not going to do away with the issue of cleaning. Cleaning is nearest to godliness. So we are going to maintain the same system as long as our people are working freely without harassment. This is the statement which has come from the Minister of Local Government. We don't want a situation whereby vendors will start harassing. No.
Kalingalinga Ward 32 Councillor Mukubesa Nyoni has commended government's decision to extend the Cash for Work program until 2026, describing the move as a positive step towards improving livelihoods and reducing poverty in vulnerable communities. Yesterday, government confirmed the extension of the Cash for Work program, which is promoted by the need to mitigate the devastating effects of drought experienced during the 2024-2025 farming season. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Nyoni noted that the program, which provides temporary employment opportunities in exchange for cash payments, has already shown tangible benefits in empowering local residents, especially the youth and women. The move is commendable. It is clear that this program is not politically motivated. It is inclusive, fair, and focused on delivering support to those who need it the most, said Mr. Nyoni. Meanwhile, Mr. Nyoni has cautioned against bureaucratic delays in the disbursement of funds to the beneficiaries to avoid demotivating them. The civic leader for the aged community members to participate actively in the program.
Remember, the cash for work is a temporary financial measure that aims to cushion the effects of the drought that we had of the vulnerable people. So it is very welcome, and the people are happy with the initiative. However, we would like to urge the institutions that are in charge of making payments to these people that they should pay our people on time, because it goes up to 3-4 months without payment, and it defeats the initiative that
ADRA Zambia and Glasgow Foundation have handed over 11 projects worth 23 million kwacha to the government in Gwembe District, Southern Province. The projects include 3 twin houses, 2 mothers' shelters, 5 incinerators, 1x3 classroom block, and 2 biodigesters, among others. During the handover ceremony, ADRA Zambia Country Director Kenneth Siabasimbi highlighted his organization's long-standing commitment to supporting Gwembe District since 2000. The organization's model of concentrating resources in one area has yielded positive results, as it has helped to transform Gwembe District positively, said Mr. Siabasimbi. He expressed joy in handing over critical facilities like the mother's shelter, which will reduce the distance expectant mothers travel to deliver and help alleviate maternal deaths. And Southern Province Assistant Secretary Beston Mbozi, who officiated at the event, acknowledged the challenges faced by the education sector in Gwembe District. Meanwhile, Glasgow Foundation Chairman Colleen Glasgow expressed satisfaction with the impact of their projects in the district. In African news, voters in Burundi are heading to the polls amid a backdrop of surging inflation, fuel shortages, and complaints of political repression. Seats in the National Assembly and local councils are up for grabs, but Evariste Ndayishimiye is safe in his role as president, as he is serving a 7-year term that ends in 2027. The elections will test the popularity of the governing CNDD-FDD party, a former rebel group which has been in power for the past 20 years. The East African nation was already one of the world's poorest countries, but residents there have been put under further pressure by a recent spike in the price of goods such as food. Coming up shortly, Israeli military recovers 2 hostages' bodies in southern Gaza. This and for more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Israeli forces have recovered the bodies of 2 Israeli Americans taken back to Gaza as hostages during the Hamas-led attack on southern Israel on 7th October 2023, the Israeli military says. Judy Weinstein Haggai, 70, who was also a Canadian citizen, and her husband, Gadi Haggai, 72, were murdered by gunmen from the Mujahideen Brigades group when they attacked Kibbutz Ni'oz, a statement said. The bodies were found.